everybody. This is Pastor Brennan coming to you live with another live devotional. And it's good to be here today. And our live devotional is entitled, He Will Never Leave You Nor Forsake You. And we're going to talk briefly about that. And we won't go too long about what exactly that means. And so let's just take a little bit of time and let's examine what the Bible says by when God says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So turn with me to Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5. Hebrews 13:5. And it says, let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have. For he hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Now, I'm sure that for those of you that are watching, you may at times feel like maybe the Lord has left you because of something that you did, or you don't feel saved anymore, or, you know, you just, because of all the things that are happening to you, either by trial or tribulation, or just things that maybe you've committed that were wrong, and you know that they were wrong. And sometimes you get to a point where you just kind of feel like, you know, why would God ever love me anymore? Or has God left me? Has he forsaked me? Has he gone against me? Well, let me tell you something, okay? I want to just talk a little bit about salvation real quick. And we see here, I was listening to a morning devotional what's the brother's name? Pastor Reg Kelly. That's right. So I was listening this morning to a thing that Pastor Reg Kelly was talking about, as per the, you know, the fig leaves and the sheep's wool. You know, being able to put on the righteousness of Christ. And he talked a little bit about salvation. And one of the things that's very profound that really got to me was that if we think that we can lose our salvation, then it is no longer a work that Jesus has done. But if we have to, If we could lose our salvation, then really the work is really going to be put on us to work to regain our salvation. And that's not what the Bible teaches. The Bible says, Jesus says that my sheep hear my voice and I give to them eternal life. And eternal life is eternal life. Amen. And the Lord promises that no one should pluck him out of his hand or the Father's hand. Amen. And so because that we have eternal life, we have to understand, and we can understand that because we have eternal life, that the Lord will never leave nor forsake us. Amen. Now, let me give you an example. Take Jonah for an example. When you read the book of Jonah, Jonah is only four chapters. It's a very short book. But when you take a look at Jonah, God told Jonah, I want you to go down to Nineveh and I want you to preach this. And you notice that when you read, Jonah deliberately was rebellious and went the other way. And because of that, there was a storm that was happening while he's on his way to Tarshish. And the mariners there were probably wondering what's going on. And they eventually found out who Jonah was, that Jonah had fled from the presence of the Lord. And it's really interesting that Jonah even said that he feared God, but yet he rebelled. He rebelled by going the other way, but then Jonah told the mariners to cast him over, and they did. And you read on that it says that God had prepared a great fish to swallow Jonah. And do you know why that is? The reason for that was because God didn't leave nor forsake Jonah. God knew that Jonah would disobey. And so God prepared a fish for him to swallow Jonah. And God used that fish to redirect Jonah back to where he needed to be. Now, I don't want you guys to get the thinking that, oh, I can disobey God whatever I want. No, God forbid. We're not to disobey God. We're to honor him and love him and be obedient and to comply with what he wants us to do. But what I'm trying to get at is I want to offer encouragement to those who might be discouraged that because you may have fallen short and you know you feel bad for it and you repent of it, the Lord wants you to know that he will never leave you nor forsake you. Amen. And I'm going to tell you something. When we start to have that thinking that, yes, that the Lord loves us that much that he will never leave us nor forsake us. And we have to understand that he loves us. And he is our Father. And a father will do, he will do good. I mean, he's going to do good. But here's the thing. He's going to do what a good father is going to do to his children when they disobey. Okay? That's chastise them. The Bible says that if we are without chastisement. Oh, you know what? Hang on a second. Let's read that verse, okay? And it's in Hebrews chapter 12. And let's read in verse 6. It says, "For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. If ye endure chastening, God dealeth with you as with sons. For what son is he whom the Father chasteneth not? But if ye be without chastisements, whereof all are partakers, then are ye bastards and not sons." Amen? And God's going to correct his kids. And that's exactly what God did with Jonah. Because Jonah was a child of God, and God corrected him and redirected him to where he needed to go. Amen? And I'm going to tell you something. God is not going to leave the helpless. God always helps the helpless. God always helps the widows, the orphans. God always helps those who are defenseless. God always helps his kids and will never forsake his kids. You know why? Because God is a good father. And we think, now in our minds, our idea of good is really limited. And God is good way beyond our understanding. And God is not going to leave nor forsake his kids. Amen. God will always protect his kids. And therefore, you can take great comfort that God will never leave you nor forsake you. You know, I've heard people say that once saved, always saved. But, you know, I like how Pastor Mike says it. Pastor Mike says it, if saved, always saved. Because there are those who claim to be saved, but are not because of their fruit. Amen? And so, we have to understand, though, is that when God chastens his kids, what does God say? He said, I will not, my mercy will not depart from him, and I will not take away my spirit away from him as I did for Saul. See, Saul was rebellious. Saul, he was wicked. Saul was the first king of Israel and was wicked. And I'm going to tell you something. God eventually came to a point and said, I'm done talking to you. And let me tell you something. Here's the sad thing. Is that eventually that is going to come back around again. And it will be to those who receive a mark in their right hand or forehead. And anybody, whether great or small, rich or poor, free or bond, male or female, whoever takes that mark of the beast, God says, I'm done with you. But let me encourage you believers. You believers, I just want to encourage you that God has not left you nor forsake you. You are His child. And God's never going to leave nor forsake His kids. But for those who don't believe, I want to encourage you that today is the day of salvation. You can know for sure and certain that heaven will be your home. And you can know for sure that God will be your father. And that is to repent of your sins. That is to repent of your sins and accept the Lord Jesus Christ into your heart and life as your personal Lord and Savior, and to put your faith and trust in Him. Amen. And I'm going to tell you something. When you truly become born again and spirit-filled, you are then in God's family, and you become one of God's kids. And you can know for sure that God will never leave you nor forsake you. Amen. Listen, I hope that this is a blessing to you guys. I want to encourage you that the Lord will never leave you nor forsake you, but that He would always be with you. And by the way, you know what? Let's go to Matthew really quickly. This is going to be the last verse I'm going to share, and we're going to close. Okay? Let's turn to Matthew chapter 28. Matthew 28. Matthew 28. And let's go to the very last verse. Actually, let's start in verse 19, okay? Jesus says, Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Ghost. And here's the important part. Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. Listen, the Lord Jesus Christ Himself promised that He will be with you even unto the end of the world. So I want you guys to take courage. I want you guys to take courage I want you guys to be encouraged to stand firm on this truth, okay? Standing on the promises of God, my Savior. You know, the hymn? I'm sorry, I'm not very good at singing. I don't have a hymn book with me, so I can't really sing it. But you know the hymn, Standing on the Promises. I want to encourage every single one of you, even through your darkest of times, to stand on that promise that the Lord will always be with you and He will never leave you nor forsake you. Amen? Anyways, hey, listen, I didn't really have much for this particular devotion. But listen, I love you guys, and I want to encourage and exhort you, but I also want to, you know, preach the word as it is. And so with that said, I want you guys to stay tuned for tomorrow. We are going to be, we're going to do another live devotional. And then Monday and Tuesday, we're going to do Fishers of Men. And then Thursday and Friday is going to be Pastor Brandon Live. Anyways, listen, I love you guys. God bless you. And I hope that you got something out of this. And I hope this can be a real blessing to you. And with that said, this is Pastor Brandon. I'm signing off for the evening. God bless you. I love you. And we'll see you tomorrow. See ya. God bless. Bye.